About a month ago, we joined with Unitarian Universalist congregations around the country in designing our worship experience so that the voices of Black Unitarian Universalists were centered, so that the experiences of Black Unitarian Universalists could be heard without comment or qualifiers, without interpretation, within the discomfort which that caused for many of us. Us UUs who identify as white, who had never experienced our faith in those ways, had never imagined one could experience our faith in those ways. Many of us left that morning stunned, saddened, and unable to unsee or unhear what we had heard and seen that morning. One of the elements of that service was a litany written by Viola Abbott, which she calls The Promise That Binds. I would note that there are actually three different responses in your order of service. Each one is subtly different, and those differences are actually important. So I will let you know when you're saying the first one, when you switch to the second, and when you say the third. And if you don't get it right, that's okay. Loving inclusion has been an elusive goal within our congregations. We are a covenantal people, and the promise of our faith, which was enough to bring us together, should have been enough to bind us together in love. Many hearts have been and often continue to be broken, time and again. We are a covenantal people, and the promise of our faith, which was enough to bring us together, should have been enough to bind us together in love. The names of many of those who helped to make this denomination great were erased, their existences forgotten. We are a covenantal people, and the promise of our faith, which was enough to bring us together, should have been enough to bind us together in love. The pulpits and pews, which should have been warm and welcoming, were instead sometimes cold and unforgiving. We are a covenantal people, and the promise of our faith, which should have been enough, to bind us together in love. People who were considered pillars in their communities were sometimes considered pariahs within the walls of our own congregations. We are a covenantal people, and the promise of our faith, which was enough to bring us together, should have been enough to bind us together in love. Many of us straddle two worlds, one of filiation and one of faith. We are a covenantal people, and the promise of our faith, which was enough to bring us together, should be enough to bind us together in love. Our beauty is that we are all different, and yet not different from one another. None of us should be considered exceptions, nor should we be subjected to baseless assumptions. We are a covenantal people, and the promise of our faith, which was enough to bring us together, should be enough to bind us together in love. The future of this faith is reliant on and belongs to all who embrace religious liberalism. Let us never forget that we are a covenantal people, and the promise of our faith, which was enough to bring us together, is enough to bind us together in love.
If we really want to make a difference, if we want to see real change so that we can become who we know we need to be, as individuals, as a congregation, and as a movement, then we need not only appreciate those who have, for far too long, been marginalized members of our communities. We have to actively support them. Our offering tonight, and again this coming Sunday as well, will be dedicated to helping a newly formed organization within our Unitarian Universalist Association. The Black Lives of Unitarian Universalism Organizing Collective. As a national ministry for and by Black-identified Unitarian Universalist, BLUU embodies a liberating community of all ages, a community that lifts up the lives and the stories and the leadership of those who have been marginalized and silenced, a community that brings hope when hope is hard to find, and a community that calls us to wrestle with the gap between our theology and our practice in the world. In October of 2016, the UUA Board of Trustees made a bold $5.3 million commitment to fund Black leaders in Unitarian Universalism and to support ministry to Black-identified Unitarian Universalists. In the late 1960s, our association was asked to take steps to address the silencing and marginalization of Black Unitarian Universalists. Though there was an initial affirmation of this commitment, it ultimately went unfulfilled, and the promise was broken. This commitment of the UUA board is in part an attempt to fulfill that promise. So tonight, I'm asking you to help fulfill the promise. This effort needs your help. Please be as generous as you can.
Each Sunday I say, go out into the world in peace, but I can't tonight. Dr. King said there are some things to which we all should be maladjusted. So go out into this world maladjusted. Hold on to what is good. Return to no person evil for evil. Strengthen the faint-hearted. Support the weak. Help the suffering. And be who you know you should be. And help us be who we know we should be. Because there is so much ugliness and distortion in our world. Blessings.